This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Aid workers in Sudan say violence, lawlessness, and bureaucracy are making it hard to deliver vital humanitarian supplies to the millions of people in need. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Fierce fighting, rampant looting, and reams of red tape are hampering Sudan's relief effort, aid workers say. More than half the population, or about 25 million people, now need help, the UN says, up from 16 million before the conflict broke out in April. At least 1.2 million people have been internally displaced. Jean-Nicolas Armstrong-Danjouzère, emergency coordinator for medical aid group MSF, says millions of people in need are out of reach.
There is a lot of problems at the various checkpoints where the trucks are being held sometimes. With the drivers being detained also from time to time.
At least eight aid workers are among the hundreds of people killed in nearly 7 weeks of fighting, while the World Food Programme says food for 4.4 million people is at risk.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. President Joe Biden may sign the bill lifting the U.S. debt ceiling as soon as Saturday, according to the White House. Spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said Friday the signing would take place after Congress finishes its work to finalize the bill. The U.S. Senate on Thursday passed bipartisan legislation backed by President Joe Biden that lifts the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling following months of bickering between Democrats and Republicans. Fitch Ratings said on Friday that the United States' AAA credit rating will remain on negative watch despite the debt limit agreement that will allow the government to meet its obligations. From Washington, this is VOA News. Police and protesters clashed again in Senegal's capital, Dakar, on Friday as unrest picked up one day after a jail sentence for opposition politician Ousmane Sonko sparked some of the deadliest violence in the country in recent memory. Nine people were killed in clashes between police and Sonko supporters on Thursday after he was sentenced to 2 years for corrupting youth. The opposition says the verdict was politically motivated. It could prevent Sonko from running in elections next year. The White House is ready to have talks with Russia about a future nuclear arms control framework. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Two senior administration officials who've asked to remain anonymous say that White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will make clear in an address to the Arms Control Association today of the Biden administration's desire for talks on building a new framework. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in February that he was suspending Russia's cooperation with the new START treaty's provisions for nuclear warhead and missile inspections, but Russia did say it would respect the treaty's caps on nuclear weapons. The officials say Sullivan will underscore that the U.S. remains committed to adhering to the treaty if Russia does. Donna Warder, Washington.
An investigation by the Spanish Catholic Church into child sexual abuse by members of the clergy and non-clerical staff has so far identified 728 alleged abusers and 927 victims since the 1940s, according to its first report. Reuters' Fiona Jones has more.
The Spanish Catholic Church's internal investigation into child sexual abuse has so far identified 728 alleged abusers and 927 victims since the 1940s. That's according to initial findings relayed by Gabriel Vera, spokesperson for the Spanish Bishops' Conference.
Porque reconocemos el daño causado.
Because we recognize the damage caused and because we want to help all the victims by accompanying them, also in their healing.
Vera said some testimonies point to the same aggressor for several victims. Several inquiries into members of the Spanish clergy and non-clerical staff have been launched, including one led by the country's ombudsman.
That's Reuters' Fiona Jones reporting. U.S. employers stepped up their hiring in May, adding a robust 339,000 jobs, well above expectations and evidence of strength in an economy that the Federal Reserve is desperately trying to cool. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7% from a five-decade low of 3.4% in April. The stronger hiring field demonstrates the job market's resilience after more than a year of rapid interest rate increases. Marissa Milton, VOA News.